Watch, Rosie O'Donnell says millions will starve, die if Republicans pass the big beautiful bill. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 28, 2025. Rosie O'Donnell claims millions of people will starve and die if the Republican tax cuts and spending legislation, known as the big, beautiful bill, passes and becomes law. Millions of people are going to go hungry. Millions of people are going to die, the comedian asserted. Okay, I just want to say this about American politics. The big beautiful bill is not that, O'Donnell said in a Tuesday TikTok video taken from her residence in Ireland. O'Donnell went on to claim, if we don't stand up to this horrible cutting of Medicaid, then it's going to hurt so many marginalized people in our nation. Millions of people are going to go hungry. Millions of people are going to die early for not getting their medication. Millions of people are going to suffer as a result of the big beautiful bill, the comedian fearmongered in her TikTok video. O'Donnell then urged her listeners to call their senators and tell them to talk to some Republicans. Get the ones you've known for years and take them out to lunch. And go, listen, dude, do you get this? Do you have a grandmother? Do you know what this is gonna do to all the elderly in this country? O'Donnell added. Like, you know, this is the most blatantly corrupt thing that Mango Mussolini has ever come up with, honestly. Very infuriating, she said. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, on Sunday, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, revealed there were more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid, adding, "We are not cutting Medicaid in this package." There's a lot of misinformation out there about this, Johnson told CNN's State of the Union. The numbers of Americans who are affected are those that are entwined in our work to eliminate fraud, waste and abuse. You got more than 1.4 million illegal aliens on Medicaid, Johnson continued. Medicaid is not intended for non-US citizens. It's intended for the most vulnerable populations of Americans, which is pregnant women and young single mothers, the disabled, the elderly. They are protected in what we're doing because we're preserving the resources for those who need it most, the House Speaker added. You're talking about 4.8 million able-bodied workers, young men, for example, who are on Medicaid and not working. Johnson went on to say, they are choosing not to work when they can. That is called fraud. They are cheating the system. When you root out those kinds of abuses, you save the resources that are so desperately needed by the people who deserve it and need it most. That's what we're doing, Johnson asserted. Elsewhere in her video, O'Donnell brought up the Israel-Hamas war, claiming, the starvation continues in Gaza, and no one in the world is stopping them. They bomb them, they shoot them, they burn them, and everyone looks away. O'Donnell added, playing right into the hands of Hamas terrorists by parroting the type of talking points their propaganda generates. Importantly, Israel heavily prioritizes protecting civilians, more than other countries' militaries engaged in a war. While Hamas continuously puts civilians in harm's way by placing their weaponry and operations in civilian areas like schools and hospitals. This move by Hamas is meant to generate a few outcomes. First, to get Israel to refrain from striking the area and therefore allow their operations to continue. And second, to create civilian casualties on the chance Israel eventually needs to strike the terrorists, so that Hamas can use the event for propaganda purposes. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.